Many of us have seeing as many countries as possible on our bucket list. Sounds great, but where do you start? Especially if you're a novice traveler.
Three young college-age friends decided to do a low-budget tour, kind of like backpacking through Europe back in the day. Ethan Jones, Jordan Collier, and Sam Chongas had a lot of fun and spent as little as possible.
You can kind of find resources online to say, okay, this city's going to cost this much per night, and what is there that we really care for? You know, because each city, it seemed like some cities were really good for going out to a bar, or some cities were really good for nature and, you know, hikes and stuff like that, or history. So we kind of were like, okay, this city has A, B, and C of what we want to do, and it costs this much. Is it worth adding that one to?
We focus mainly on cities, not as much on nature on this trip, just out of curiosity for the different European cities and these different countries. But I would say, if you're talking about Germany, where we spent most of our time, then hanging out in Bavaria is a great idea, because there was a lot there to see that we maybe didn't have the money to spend to go out and see these places by train, because trains got a lot more expensive aside from Interrail. But Bavaria was beautiful. The landscape was great. The cities were awesome. We really, really enjoyed Munich. The history, obviously, is fantastic in cities like Berlin, even Hamburg. I would say Bavaria was probably my favorite part of Germany.
Yeah, 100%. And people were telling us that, even German people who didn't live in Bavaria, you know, we got a few like, oh yeah, Bavaria is very nice. And it's pretty cheap, to be honest. I mean, Munich was one of cheaper than either Hamburg or Berlin, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the hostel that we stayed at was only like 15 euros a night per person for bed. So yeah, and the food wasn't expensive or anything. Like, public transport is great.
So as far as public transport, I would imagine they're a little more advanced than us here in the States.
It's pretty reasonable. In like Amsterdam, we paid for a day pass to use the buses as much as we wanted. And Jordan, how much was that?
I think it was like 7 euros for the day. 24 hours, just ride the bus all day. And it's not quite like buses here, where most cities I've been in here, it's like they have a bus system, but it doesn't go everywhere, and it's pretty sometimes infrequent depending on your stop. I mean, there, it's every bus stop has a bus coming consistently to it. The most we ever waited in cities in Germany specifically, or Amsterdam or Prague, we'd wait like 20-25 minutes at most, and they were always going pretty much anywhere you needed to go.
What about if you don't know other languages? How easy is it for people to go to these countries and get around and find out information?
Honestly, it's not that bad, because English is prominent in all around the world. And the odds are, if you ask two or three people directions, you know, two out of three of them are going to know English. And I think we only ran into maybe a few people out of the many, many people we talked to who didn't speak like fluent English. And I think we got judged a little bit, because you won't really meet anybody in Europe who doesn't speak like 3 to 4 languages, really. I don't think we met anybody who spoke less than 3. So it was a little embarrassing at times. Like, this one guy working a fruit stand asked us like if we spoke this language, this one or this one. And we're like, only English. And he was like, why?
Their favorite cities, Amsterdam and Prague. And things they learned: plan ahead, buy an international phone plan while you're there, and don't be afraid to ask people for help.
What a tremendous story. So many people have not been to 1 or 2 or 3 European countries.
I know. I feel embarrassed, because these young guys
can been all
do
over.
It. And I can ask directions.
Good for them.
I've got a passport. I'm going.
You can see their pictures of their 7-country low-budget trip at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.